Agency today. In addition, these Republican appointees are openly shooting down Democratic efforts to fight gerrymandered maps while supporting GOP efforts to impose them on states. Is there no way to paraphrase Shakespeare to rid ourselves of this court's corrupt behavior? Turns out Congress has that power, although they haven't used it since Ulysses Grant was president and reorganized the court. Article 3rd of the Constitution establishes the federal court system and gives to Congress itself the power to create the lower federal courts. It also says that the Supreme Court judges may only serve on the court if they behave themselves. It also requires Congress to regulate the Supreme Court. Article 3rd, Section 2 says the Supreme Court shall have appellate jurisdiction both as to law and fact, with such exceptions and under such regulations as the Congress shall make. The issue of Supreme Court needing regulation from the first among equals legislative branch, Congress, as specified by the founders and framers of the constitutions, has been with us for 121 years. Most people remember William Howard Taft as the one-term progressive Republican president who followed Teddy Roosevelt into the White House in 1909 and was beaten for re-election by Woodrow Wilson in 1912. But after his retirement from the presidency, Taft became the first former president to serve as Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court in 1921. He was the 27th president and 10th Chief Justice of the U.S. In 1921, it came to the attention of the nation and to Chief Justice Taft that U.S. District Judge Landis was taking 5 times his annual salary as a judge from what was then called organized baseball 5 years after ruling in their favor. The scandal provoked Congress to pass in 1922 a law creating a body that would provide advice and oversight to the federal judiciary. It came to be known as the Judicial Conference of the United States. The scandal also prompted Chief Justice Taft to accept the unpaid chairmanship of the American Bar Association newly formed commission to write ethics rules for federal judges. Taft's commission wrote, in 1923, the first canons of judicial ethics, which included 34 categories of judicial conflicts and misbehavior that would either disqualify a judge or require their recusal from cases before them. They included conflicts of interest, personal, financial investments, and even behavior in the courtroom itself. Taft, in delivering the canons, made it clear they should apply to all federal courts, including his own Supreme Court. Within a decade, every state in the Union had adopted the canons for their own courts. The canons, however, had no enforcement mechanism, particularly when it comes to the Supreme Court. After all, who would judge the highest court in the land? That opened the door for literally a century of the Supreme Court ignoring Taft work. The issue came to the fore again in 1969 when Republicans went nuts when it was revealed that Justice Abe Fortas, a very liberal, Republicans call him a communist, LBJ appointee, had taken $15,000 for a summer teaching post, was receiving time-delayed payments from a law former client, and worst of all, was secretly advising President Johnson. Under massive incoming fire from Republicans and their friendly media, Fortas resigned from the Supreme Court on May 14, 1969. Over the next 3 years, the ABA put together a new commission to update Taft's original canon on judicial ethics. That commission released their new code of judicial conduct in 1972, and it was adopted by the Judicial Conference of the United States in 1973. The Supreme Court, however, chose to ignore it, arguing that they were above such considerations. By that time, the Supreme Court had made itself, as we lay out in detail in The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, the most powerful of the three branches of government, asserting power to second-guess both Congress and the President. Ironically, in his 2011 annual report about the state of the judiciary, Chief Justice John Roberts made lengthy and effusive reference to former Chief Justice Taft and his work with the ABA's Commission on Judicial Ethics. His report, however, conveniently omitted the fact that Taft had loudly and publicly asserted it should apply to the Supreme Court. Instead, Roberts noted rhetorically, "Some observers have recently questioned whether the Judicial Conference's code of conduct for United States judges should apply to the Supreme Court." We will spare you extended quotes from Roberts' report, which you can read later, but the bottom line is that, in his opinion, the court can tell the 1923 ethics recommendations and the subsequent ones from 1973 to go screw themselves. The Supreme Court, in his mind, is answerable to nobody but itself. As Sam Alito said, "I'm not aware of problems on the Supreme Court itself. We would not sit back. We would take action that's appropriate." Most recently, Senator Chris Murphy introduced the Supreme Court Ethics Act that would seek to regulate the court out of control, politicking, and conflicts of interest. Predictably, it was blocked by Republicans in the Senate. Public outrage is building. The court's approval rating is now around 40%, a historic low. Congress needs to act, requiring them to adopt and conform to the Federal Code of Judicial Ethics at the very least, and expand the court at best, before an entire branch of government sinks into an irredeemable partisan muck of corruption.
We are with you. What about you? IRIB English Radio.
Film Affair.
Fiqh or jurisprudence is an Islamic knowledge and is ranked
the Holy Prophet of Islam is the example
of
self-purification is the most significant
factor.
Imamate is a living principle in the history of Islam and Shiism.
This is Ulama Speech, the best selection of the speeches of prominent Shia scholars.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, welcome to another episode of Ulama's Speech. In this episode, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a short speech by Hujjatul Islam Rafi'i. Stay tuned.
عتبه تو جنگ صفین آمد خدمت امیرالمومنین گفت آقا
In the battle of Safin, Hashim ibn Utbah went to Imam Ali alayhi salam and asked for his permission to go to the war. This was the time when great companions of Imam Ali alayhi salam like Ammar were martyred. Imam Ali alayhi salam permitted Hashim to go to the battlefield but asked him to say his last will and statement. Hashim told Imam Ali alayhi salam, I don't like to put my hand in the hand of the enemy of Ali alayhi salam, even if I am given the whole world. O Ali, all my love is only for you. Now, compare people like Hashim ibn Utbah with Amr ibn As, who did the most notorious things to reach the governorship of Egypt. Some people are tricked by the void promises. For instance, those who fought Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam in Karbala also prayed for his victory. When they were asked, Why do you fight Hussein at the same time pray for his victory? They replied, Our hearts are with Hussein, but we need money too. In other words, their love for Imam al-Hussein was fake and a lie. They replaced the love of Hussein with the money and wealth in their hearts. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Ulama's Speech, which was the English translation of a short speech by Hujjatul Islam Rafi'i. To find out more about this program, log on to our website, www.parstoday.com, Call of Islam page. We'll leave you in Allah's care.
Food for thought.
Salam, everybody. Yesterday, at exactly 19 hours, 3 minutes and 20 seconds, Iran Standard Time, Planet Earth completed its yearly revolution around the sun, which means today is the start of the new year in Iran, that is 1401 Solar Hijri. Let us present you a narration recorded by Allama Majlisi from the Prophet's 7th infallible successor, Imam Musa Kazem, peace upon him, who says, In Nowruz, Allah made a covenant with his servants to worship him and not to allow any partner for him, to welcome his messengers and obey their rulings. This day is the first day that the fertile wind blew and the flowers on earth appeared. The Archangel Gabriel appeared to the Prophet, and it is a day that Abraham, peace upon him, broke the idols. The day Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, held Imam Ali, peace upon him, on his shoulders to destroy the idols the Quraysh had placed atop the symbolic house of God, the Kaaba. Allah, Allah,
Allah, Allah, Allah. این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth. Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar. Revolution depends upon spirituality and God's assistance. Imam Khomeini used to say that the nation will come out victorious if it relies on spirituality. According to Imam, liberty is not happiness and prosperity in and of itself. Independence is not happiness alone. Material gains alone will not create happiness for a nation. Happiness will consist of all of the many factors if they are encompassed by spirituality. Imam Khomeini's stand is that politics can and should be ethical, for politics is nothing but implementation of ethics in a broader spectrum of the society as well as realization of religious ideals and goals.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the new year. In the life of Imam Khomeini, when we look at the lifestyle of Imam Khomeini, we see that the great Imam used to offer the children and elder the Eid and distributed charity for the needy during this period of great significance. Now, what is, because we have used a word Eid, which is used in Urdu and Persian language, for example, and we do not use this in English. Therefore, there is a need of explaining what does Eid means. Eid means it is a kind of gift. It can be in form of money. It can be in form of any other kind of gift that generally people do give on the day of Eid. For example, in the Muslim world, we see that when we celebrate the Eid al-Fitr, which is after the month of Ramadan, especially in the Eastern countries, the elders, they give Eid to the smaller ones. It can be in the form of money, it can be in the form of a gift or anything. So this Eid is very important because it is a sign that we are celebrating it and we are happy to celebrate this day. And therefore, Imam Khomeini, on the occasion of the new year, because it's a kind of Eid for the Iranian nation, and this festival is being celebrated as a day of Eid, therefore he also used to give Eid on this day. Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi, sallallahu alayhi. It's not an Islamic day, we can say it's a cultural thing, but we can see that in the life of Imam Khomeini, he pays importance to this as well, that even on this day, he was giving Eid to the youngsters and the elders as well. And on the other hand, the very important thing which we can see in his life was distributing some charity to the needy ones. We generally forget about the needies. When we celebrate our New Year, we try to be next to our family,
to celebrate that day or the night with the family, and we spend the time there. And we want to have a best time. Therefore, we spend our time with the family, with the friends, in order to enjoy them. But how many of us are in remembrance of the needy people, those who do not have any family, those who do not have even anything to eat or to wear something? So therefore, we must distribute some charity. It can be in form of clothes, it can be in form of the money, it can be in any form which makes them happy. And this is what humanity talks about. This is what Islam talks about. And Islam teaches spreading the happiness amongst the people, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Congratulations to all Iranians and everyone who celebrates the ancient festivity of Nowruz. On behalf of myself and all my colleagues here at IRIB English Radio, we wish you a wonderful Nowruz, full of happiness and prosperity. News, social news, scientific news, artistic news, with delight.
Archaeologists have discovered a 500-year-old Aztec altar with 164 in Mexico City, Mexico's largest starfish offering discovered to date. Archaeologists believe it was built around the year 1500. Jaguar bones and other remains such as sea shells were also found. Scientists believe the fossils found correspond to a species known as chocolate chip sea star or Nidorella armata.
This is really interesting because if you think about it, chocolate chip sea star looks like the skin of a jaguar. It's orange with dark spots. Probably that is why this species was selected, but we still need to analyze all the starfish because we found 160 of them and we think they all belong to the same species. But we need to research further every one of them.
According to experts, the location of the altar within the Templo Mayor complex and the jaguar motifs suggest the offering was related to the war. Mexico is brimmed with archaeological sites of several civilizations, including Aztecs. Retired racehorses could be retrained for a new role as so-called therapy horses. According to a study led by the University of Bristol, veterans and disabled children, as well as those struggling with mental health issues, can benefit from the therapy horses. The three-year study aims to provide a global standard for the racing industry and a toolkit for retraining racehorses. A racehorse's career can last anywhere between 2 and 10 years, but better could be done to make use of these beautiful creatures soon after they're retired.
So racehorses, when they finish their racing careers, and they can finish as young as sort of 3 or 4 years old, they really don't want to be just standing around in fields for the next 20, 30 years. And they're so versatile that there's, I really believe there's a job for 99% of them. I think there's almost a sixth sense with the horse. So with people needing therapy, whether that's mental health or physical disabilities, there seems to be sort of something that gels between a horse and a human.
Horse trainers say with the thoroughbred's lifespan between 25 to 30 years, this study's aim is crucial for their long-term welfare. Over 7,000 racehorses end their career every year in Britain, with many going into eventing and pleasure riding. A killer whale beached on a Mexican shore has been rescued by locals and environmentalists. Volunteers with a group called Youth Allied to the Environment helped carry the orca out of the sea. The whale was loaded onto a truck and taken to a large dock for medical examination. Volunteers say locals gathered to form a human chain in an effort to quickly fill the tub with water. The orca is being treated at a marine biology department of the Yucatan Autonomous University. Veterinarians say the whale appeared to have some pulmonary problems and will be released back to the ocean after the recuperation.
To some people, it is just garbage, but to this Filipino woman, recyclable items have become a source of livelihood as she turns them into beautiful outfits. Leonora Biovaje is an experienced dressmaker who can weave and stitch nearly any type of material together to make fashionable frocks and gowns. She uses newspapers, plastic wrappers, and rice sacks as her clothing materials. She says rice sacks have the advantage of print and patterns, which both bring texture and color to her designs. This seamstress says she often uses packaging and bubble wraps from her children's delivery orders to make her gowns, among other materials.
It's good to use recycled materials because the cost is inexpensive. All you are really paying for is labor. It is durable, colorful, and we can help the environment at the same time.
She says her dresses sell for $30 to $50 and are used in weddings and other debut events. The recycled materials used for each dress would depend on her client's request. Her designs using recycled materials have also caught the attention of local fashion events. Leonora says she hopes to inspire others to create clothing out of ordinary recycled materials.
Elephant Day in Thailand. The country celebrates a large animal as a source of national pride and cultural identity throughout its history. One celebration took place in Chonburi province on the eastern Gulf of Thailand coast. Dozens of elephants were hosted at a famous botanical park. The animals were treated to 2 tons of fruits and vegetables laid out on a table as wide as 8 meters. Elephants in the past were used for labor, transport, and in battlefields by warriors and kings. But nowadays, they're no longer used for heavy-duty jobs.
And time have changed. These elephants now, they are no longer used. We have better equipment to carry log and all that. So they become what we call homely elephant. These have been their life. We train them, they rest among us, we give them food. So now they have a homely life. Homely life, we have to support them. So now they go to the tourist attraction place, they're riding elephant, and all this is.
The feast takes place on March 13th every year and commonly in various parts of Thailand. But this year, celebrations were few because of the COVID pandemic and the economic woes that have come with it.
The Light is a bulletin in which we bring you a lot of interesting news in different fields like animals' life, cultural events, funny trending news, and more from every corner of the world.
Competition at stand-up paddleboard events is fierce, but competing on Europe's biggest underground lake adds another level of difficulty. One such race has been held in Switzerland as part of the seven-stage Alpine Lakes Tour. Some 60 paddlers have competed on the 300-meter-long underground lake on an illuminated course. Organizers named it the Bat Race because it was staged in a cave.
It's a great day because we are on an underground lake and this only takes place here. There's nothing like this elsewhere. And really, the atmosphere is great because we are in the dark. We paddle without knowing where we are going. It's a really fun atmosphere.
Other athletes were excited about the setting, describing it as wonderful and magnificent. They said it was magical to see the trout deep underwater inside the cave. Others said they sometimes struggled to breathe, but all the participants agreed that it was absolutely fun.
Local fishermen have rescued an injured baby manatee on a bay in far southeastern Cuba. The fishermen are nursing the injured baby manatee with cow and goat milk mixed with coconut water. They discovered the injured manatee with gashes on his head and body in Maria del Portillo Bay near Havana. Upon arrival on shore, the fishermen recruited volunteers for a nearby farming village.
We were fishing along the shore when we saw the manatee coming. When it approached us, we realized it was injured. It had several wounds on its body, one on the head and two on the rest of the body. Between the two of us, we made the decision to take her to the port of Maria del Portillo, where the boats were moored. When we got there, the whole town was very surprised. Some people ran to help us, others ran to get milk. Seeing that it was small and knowing that it's a mammal, we decided to give it some milk. The people who have cows gave us cow's milk. Those who have goats gave us goat's milk.
Manatees are aquatic mammals akin to giant water-borne cow. The mammal is found in sheltered bays and estuaries throughout Cuba. Scientists say coastal communities could play a key role in protecting marine species and their habitats. Races, beauty contests, and a marvelous show. Here is everything you need to know about the first Qatar Camel Festival. Qatar kicked off its very first edition of the Camel Festival earlier this month at Lepsair, Doha. The festival features unique and high-value breeds for the public to enjoy. Camels from all around the region will also get to flaunt their posture to earn the title of the most beautiful camel or the highest value breed in the festival. But first, the whole lot should be judged.
Judging is based on the size of the camel's head, the length of the neck and the beautiful appearance of the animal and its health status. Of course, judging is different for each group of camels. For example, in the case of camels that are black, the focus is on the size of the animal's head. But on camels that are white, the focus is on the beauty of the camel and the harmony of the body and the beauty of the animal. In addition, we have very experienced professional staff who will deal with the animal if it is artificially beautified.
To spike excitement and competitiveness in those who enjoy such shows, the country has allocated a whopping 47 million Qatari riyals for the lucky winners. The 45-day event will last until March 22nd and will include various competitions, including 115 local and international races.
In the streets of the Chadian capital city, an actor is bringing culture to impoverished neighborhoods by organizing readings of poetry and plays.
Culture should be accessible to all. If we want to have a wonderful world, a harmonious world, everyone should be focused on the same dimensions to be able to dream together. And without culture, we won't be able to initiate development. And to initiate this stage of development, we need to invite people to think together.
The actor does not have a fixed place to tell his stories. He performs in public spaces and says it is his way of giving everyone the opportunity to discover and explore creativity. Among the activities Bonaventure organizes, one can name drawing with children and conducting acting classes. He believes music and theater bring other disciplines together, creating an avenue for enriching human connections. Residents, especially the children of the impoverished neighborhood, say they always look forward to Bonaventure's arrival. A first-of-its-kind selfie museum in the Central American country of Guatemala is gaining lots of attention from excited enthusiasts. The selfie museum is located in Antigua, Guatemala, and is made up of 40 rooms or scenarios. Each room is a recreation of a colorful theme. Wallpaper, wings, greenery, neon signs, and other props are all present to spark the interest of visitors. One room includes a levitating bed, and another is equipped with a spaceship. Other rooms have familiar scenarios of presidential offices and comic book characters for visitors to take photographs in. Several artists participated in creating the art illustrations. A zoo in Peru's capital city, Lima, is celebrating a rare hatching of endangered baby crocodiles. The Huachipa Zoo showcased three females and one male to the public on the World Wildlife Day. The four crocodiles were born in incubators as part of the conservation efforts for the reptile. This species is an American crocodile, which is on the endangered list of animals in Peru. Zookeepers say the black market and threats on their habitat have seen the crocodile population dwindle. The zoo regularly receives animals that were rescued from trafficking. Among those traits are tortoises, macaws, and monkeys.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, Salam alaikum. Welcome. This is today's special. This is IRIB English Radio. We are on the 1st of Farvardin, so congratulations on New Year. Today, Monday, is the 18th of Shaban, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 1st of Farvardin, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 21st of March, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Accept our congratulations on coming this spring in some countries, especially Iran. Congratulations on Nowruz. Congratulations on New Year. Eid Mubarak. history and the culture aspect of Nowruz, celebration of the new year in Iran. The first day of Nowruz coincides with the spring vernal equinox in the northern hemisphere. This is the time of year when the sun crosses the celestial equator and the length of the day and night become equal. Iranians celebrated the coming of New Year with the special customs and rituals in older times, some of which carry on and some have undergone changes. Nowruz signifies the turn of the year in Iran. In countries such as Tajikistan, Russia, Turkmenistan, India, Pakistan, Syria, Iraq, Georgia, the Republic of Azerbaijan, Albania, China, and Uzbekistan, Nowruz is a national holiday and many of the people spend the day in celebration. Congratulations on New Year. Eid Mubarak to everyone.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binastain. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the Nowruz celebration. As we know, the Nowruz celebration is commemorated in Middle Eastern countries. And nowadays, in other countries, for example, in Europe, in America, in other countries, mainly Iranians and people from this region of the world, that is from the Middle Eastern regions of the world, commemorate Nowruz. Even, for example, in such a country like Iraq, where, I mean, the population consists of, I mean, mainly Arab people and non-Arab people, non-Arabic-speaking people, Nowruz is celebrated. Nowruz is celebrated especially in Iran, Afghanistan, in Tajikistan, Pakistan, and some parts of India. However, we find that in itself, celebrating Nowruz is a good practice because it's the first day of the new year. It coincides with the first day of spring, and everywhere is green everywhere. We find, I mean, flowers or, I mean, fresh air or, for example, other things, I mean, very pleasurable nature and so on. Yet, since nowadays, we find that some people have this practice of cleaning the house or, I mean, renewing the, I mean, furniture and so on in order to celebrate the new year, it's indicated that such practices shouldn't invite people to ignore religious standards. Because of this, we find that in Islamic practices, in Islamic instructions, there are some prayers like this one: Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Ya Muqallib al-Qulub al-Absar, Ya Mudabbir al-Layl wal-Nahar, Ya Muhawwil al-Hawl wal-Ahwal, Hawwil halana ila ahsan al-Hal. It means that, O Allah, who changes, I mean, hearts and, I mean, views or insights, O manager of days and nights, O managers of days and nights, Ya Muhawwil al-Hawl wal-Ahwal, O dignitary who changes, I mean, conditions and states, Hawwil halana ila ahsan hal. May you change our condition and state it to the best one. It deserves to mention that there are some hadiths from certain infallible imams on how to commemorate the day of Nowruz. According to some hadiths, the Nowruz, I mean, on the day of Nowruz, in the early Islamic period, some important events took place. And because of this, we find that according to Islamic practices and Islamic religion, people are expected to start the coming of the new year by, I mean, reciting this kind of prayer or reciting some certain Quranic Quranic surahs, or for example, visiting close relatives, parents, and so on, or elders, and so on. Thank you.
O Allah, the new year has begun. You are the eternal master. I ask you to make available to me its good and benefits, which are in it. I seek refuge with you from its evil and the disadvantages which are in it. I request you to let me procure the provisions I need and discharge the activities I take up in this year.
Plays a significant role in strengthening the ties among peoples based on mutual respect and the ideals of peace and good neighborliness. Its traditions and rituals reflect the culture and ancient customs of the civilizations of the East and West, which influenced those civilizations through interchange of human values. Celebrating Nowruz means the formation of life in harmony with nature and respectful attitude towards natural sources of life. Over time, Nowruz has developed and expanded, incorporating new social, religious, and cultural influences. Although the traditions and customs of Nowruz vary from country to country, there are many unifying features. A common ritual and widespread tradition is the preparation of a Nowruz table. The objects on the table symbolize purity, brightness, abundance, happiness, and the fertility for the new year. On Nowruz Day, people feast, visit family members and friends, and exchange gifts. These practices are a good way to socialize with loved ones and strengthen deep-rooted bond of friendship. Nowruz is also an occasion for traditional cultural activities, combining common practice with local customs, such as poetry, open-air festivities, or local street performances. Dear brothers and sisters, in Iran, Turkmenistan, India, Pakistan, Iraq, Georgia, and lots of other countries, congratulations on Nowruz, New Year, and coming of colorful spring.
Ya muqallib al-qulub wal-absar, ya mudabbir al-layl wal-nahar, ya muhawwil al-hawl wal-ahwal. حول حالنا إلى أحسن الحال.
On the continuation of today's special, the emergence of Islam and its peaceful dealing with other religious beliefs and rituals, including ceremonies and rituals of the Iranian people, results in Nowruz to remain untouched. It was only due to the gradual conversion of Iranians to Islam that the scale of these celebrations was reduced. Over the time when some customs and traditions would be contrary to the past beliefs, Iranians tried to discover their ancient characters and symbols through Islamic characters. The fact that recitation of supplications or Quran and performing of prayer for the coming of a new year actually did happen itself is a sign of the Islamization of this festivity. Islamic rituals of Nowruz mentioned in Mafatihul Jinan, the great source of Muslims' dua and supplication, which in the past decades has been one of the greatest books for religious recommended acts of worship. We read that the prayer of Nowruz is a prayer combined of recitation of chapters Al-Fatiha, Al-Qadr, Al-Kafirun, Al-Tawheed, Al-Falaq, An-Nas, and many other chapters of the Holy Quran. It is similar to a prayer which not only has the forms of Friday prayer, but also the attributes of the prayers of Qadir Khum.
A new day, a new beginning.
Thank you.
This is Nowruz, that marks the arrival of spring and a new solar year. Nowruz is in celebration of the sun as it regains strength to overcome winter's cold and darkness, when nature begins to blossom once again. Nowruz provides Iranian families with the opportunity to visit holy shrines, to see each other, and to remember those who are no longer among them. In his long epic poem, the Shahnameh, the 10th century Iranian poet Abulqasem Ferdowsi Tusi describes the origin of Nowruz. When the legendary Iranian king, Jamshid Jam, conquered the world and ascended to the throne, he declared that day as Nowruz and the beginning of the Iranian New Year, which coincided with the first day of spring. Nowruz is not simply a source of honor for those who celebrate it, but an occasion for the congregation and solidarity of all the peace-loving nations around the world. To welcome the new year, Iranian families go on a set of ceremonial duties. It all begins with an annual spring cleaning of their homes. Setting the half-seen table is also a quintessential part of the new year celebrations. The half-seen table is named so because there are seven items on this table, whose names start with the Persian letter Sin. These items represent concepts all related to health and happiness. During Nowruz, Iranians meet members of their families. In such meetings, they entertain each other with open arms and delicious traditional cuisine and refreshments. The senior members of the family give the younger members cash presents for the new year, which are kept as a token of blessing and well-being.
Families take something named Eid from them, that is money.
But the Iranian people, you know, the bonding of the families, people gathering together, unifications. Yeah, and we like it. Everywhere we go, we see that, you know, families are traveling together, visiting museum, which we see that I think the Iranian loves very much about family bondings, and it's a very nice feeling when we see that.
To see so many people and family members gathering together, going to the museums and celebrating their country and their history together. So that's something very unique here.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic. Till another episode, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
يا محول الحول والأحوال حول حالنا
حول حالنا
حول حالنا
حول حالنا
إلى أحسن الحال حول حالنا
حول حالنا
حول حالنا إلى أحسن
What you heard was an IRIB English radio program. Our website, is www.parstoday.com/en. This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.